Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I would like to talk to you about choosing your own consciousness of prosperity, regardless of what appearances are in the general consciousness. Because if you choose your own consciousness, you are going to be wealthy and prosperous and free. And freedom and peace are the real experience that everyone is wanting. And it is necessary to draw your consciousness up into that frequency and vibration. See, it's just like a different website, or it's just like a different band of frequency on the radio. You don't want to tune to two channels at the same time. You want to tune to the channel that serves you, that uplifts you. Like, for me, I love to drive down the road with wonderful classical music, and I have a beautiful car, and it's very, very nice, and drives, and very smooth, and very luxurious. And so I'll be driving along, and I'll have had a really good meditation, and I feel one with God, the I Am Presence, and I have this classical music on. And I'll be just driving along, and I feel like I'm in my own bubble of divine perfection, enjoying myself. And sometimes it feels like, even though everyone else is stressing, I know you've had this experience where you've been around people that were stressing, and yet you were grounded that day. You were in the groove that day. You were in the flow. And you felt good, and nothing could bring you down. This is the stance that we all must take about prosperity now, to turn this thing around for the general population. Edwin Gaines says she is responsible for the transformation of wealth on the planet, of prosperity on the planet. That means she takes responsibility for everyone's experience of abundance on the planet being transformed, so everyone knows we do have enough. See, your natural state is as a being of abundance. Let me say this to you another way. Have you ever been making, say, a Thanksgiving dinner, and there's, you know, 15 people coming, and you'll look around and say, oh, I don't think there's enough food. I don't think there's enough food. And I think I've done that. I must have done that 17 years in a row till I got it, that every time not only was there enough food, and I know you must have noticed this at Thanksgiving if you were ever making a dinner or for a large group of people, and there was always plenty. It was more like the 5,000 loaves and fishes. There was so much food left over. Everybody had to take some home, and then there was too much left over to eat. And I know you've noticed this. And what I'm telling you is that lack is an illusion that we do not have to subscribe to. Recession is an illusion that we do not have to subscribe to. We are beings of choice, God beings, rays of the great central sun magnet, God I Am, the children of original cause. And there's a thing in the Course in Miracles that says, beloved child, remember, you were created to create the good, the beautiful, and the holy. Do not forget this. So we need to be reminded that it is not appropriate to survive. It is appropriate to thrive and grow. I was thinking about how a couple weeks ago, 600 Starbucks stores closed. And, you know, I was kind of glad. I was kind of glad that maybe we'll get off all the caffeine and look and see what's truly appropriate and nurturing for ourselves. And if we do what is appropriate and nurturing for ourselves, it will be appropriate and nurturing for everyone. So, I was thinking about all of these people that were laid off from Starbucks, and I was thinking, you know, if everyone that was laid off from a job meditated and looked within and said, okay, thank you, that door closed, now what door is open for me? How could I be God's hands, feet, heart, eyes, ears, and actions in this earth plane? How can I be that? How can I be that? And really meditate and get centered and grounded, because when there is a big change in your life, it is because you have been put back on the path. You know, it's sort of the universe, your higher self comes knocking at the door, you know, and it says, my darling, hello. Would you like to do this? You know, would you like to do something else? Would you like to do something happier? Would you like to do something that nurtures you more? See, that is prosperity. If you are free to spend your time the way you choose to spend it, doing what gives you the greatest possible joy and happiness, you will be prosperous. And it involves choosing. There are only two ways to play the game: victim and creator. The victim's question is, how can I make it hurt less than it does now? And the creator's question is, what is my pleasure? What would I prefer? What would make my heart sing? What would I love? See, if God always says yes, and if you say, I want this car, but I can never make those payments, God says yes. You have to get where you say, I want that car. I am willing to have that car. I am willing to have that car with ease and grace and joy. I am willing to have that car because it suits me. I am willing to have that car without spending any more money than I do now. And it's also about, you know, you really have to ask yourself, am I part of the upliftment now? Because those things that are not part of the upliftment are being gently escorted off this planet. It may not look that way at this time, and remember, appearances are not the truth. Appearances are ever-changing. Your ability to cause is what remains unchanging. Yes? Do we have a caller?
Iris?
Yes?
Hello, this is a voice from the past. This is Bev.
Hi, Bev. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, too.
Your unmistakable, wonderful voice. I think it's been about 2 years since we talked.
I think it has.
Well, tell me how you're doing.
Well, I'm doing good in many ways, and I need some support in other ways.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is I usually don't have a job. I usually have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 2 years, I've been working for a company. And I want to stop working for the company, and I want to start my own business again. And I'm scared.
Well, what are you scared of?
Can you say it again? I can hardly hear you.
What are you scared of?
What? Oh, what am I scared about? I'm scared about... Oh, I'm scared about my idea not working. I'm scared that I'm not going to have enough money. You know, I've gone through this for so many years with you about so many different things.
I know you have.
And here I am again. I have a great idea. I know how to do it. It's something similar to things I've already done, but I'm afraid that nobody's going to want to do it, and my dream won't come true.
Can you remember a time when you've been in that place and then it turned out anyway?
Yes, many times.
Huh. Well, give us one.
I remember one time I called you, and I was living in San Diego, and I really, really, really wanted to move to Arizona to be with my daughter and my grandkids. And money in my life goes up and down. I have a lot or I have none. And there doesn't seem to be a middle of the ground, middle of the road.
You so, have a lot or you have none?
Well, I have a lot or I have a little. But I don't seem to just have that even average flow. It's either total abundance or total scarcity.
Well, can you tell what's the turning point there?
The turning point is when I really get very strongly connected to my spirituality and I get excited and I get passionate and I believe in what I'm doing and I just don't let the fear be there.
Well, how do you get connected with your spirituality?
By remembering to do the things we talk about.
Like?
I know them. I know them. I just forget and I stop doing it.
Well, let's put that in past tense because you don't want to carry this forward, Bev. I know you've carried it forward time after time.
True.
And you are to this point where you can't lie to yourself. Everything you ever do turns out.
Well, the example that I was giving you is I was living in California. I really wanted to move to Arizona. I didn't see any way I could do it. It was a time when I didn't see that I had any money, but I had a lot of credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And you told me then, what do you really want to do? And I said, I really want to move to Arizona and be with my grandkids and my daughter. And I don't have any cash, but I have all these credit cards. And you told me, take the credit cards and go move to Arizona, and it will be fine. And it, on one hand, that sounds really good, but on the other hand, it just doesn't sound very responsible. But I did it anyway, and now I'm living right next door to my daughter and my grandkids, and I'm in Nirvana. And that was like, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago that I did that.
Did the credit cards get paid?
Yes, they did.
And Bev, you have real good credit, and you always pay your bills.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do.
And you knew even then that you were going to pay those credit cards.
Yes.
So that's the most responsible thing in the world. I knew you were going to pay them.
Yeah, and I did.
I know it.
And I'm having so much fun living next door to my grandkids.
So, congratulations, Bev. Good for you. And now you want to move out of doing this job that you don't like.
Can you say it one more time? Now I what?
Now you want to move out of this job you don't like.
Yes.
When?
As soon as my current credit cards are paid.
Oh. You don't trust the credit cards will be paid if you go ahead and do what you want.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm just kind of poking around here to see what the belief is.
Well, oh boy. The belief is that the present moment has some kind of guarantee to it, and that the future doesn't, and that it's really irresponsible if I quit my job, and I've had this job for 2 years, which is the longest I've ever had a job. I don't like it. It isn't supportive. It isn't uplifting, and I don't want to do it, but I feel really irresponsible not doing it.
So what are you really afraid of? Some of your payments will be late, or?
No, I mean, it's huger than that. I'm afraid that I take it to the nth degree. I'm afraid that I'll never make any more money, and that I will lose my land, and I won't be able to make my truck payment, and I'll wind up homeless.
You know how I know I could never do homeless? Do you know how I know that? Can you hear me?
No, I don't.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Here's how I know I could never be homeless. There is no place to plug in your curlers. See, Bev, you know in your heart, everybody has their parameters. They know how bad they'll let it get before their God self comes in and goes, I better get down there and help her, you know, whether you've asked or not. You know, everybody knows how bad they would let it get.
Right.
You and I wouldn't let it wreck our credit.
That's true.
I like being able to sign my name and have them say, yes, ma'am, I know you'll pay your bill.
Well, the really funny thing is I just got off the phone with a car dealer where I bought my truck a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to buy a new truck tomorrow.
Oh, you're really scared, aren't you?
So, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy a new truck tomorrow, possibly. And
well,
I totally believe in myself, but then on the other hand, I'm afraid I'll be homeless if I do what I really want to be doing.
Bev, have you ever really been homeless?
No. I've never been close to it.
I remember one time when you were so afraid of being homeless and you were living on an estate in Southern California. And I just remember kind of, after I hung up, kind of giggling to myself. Because you were living in this huge mansion.
I was.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Aren't we funny?
I do.
Aren't we funny?
Yep.
Deb, the other thing that I've noticed about you is when you start something, it makes money from day one. It's a success from day one.
It is.
Hmm.
It is. And when I'm starting something new, I forget that. I get so scared to be doing something really truly from the core of my being and my heart, and my new business is so exciting and so relevant to the economy and so supportive to women, and I love doing it. And I'm charging so little for it. That's another thing I do, is I undercharge. Maybe that's the other reason I'm talking to you, is so I can charge more for what it is.
What would really be a true exchange?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is what I was going to charge people is $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And just you asking me that is like $100 a month, but that's just, it's not, the value is there, but I can't justify it. I don't think it's right to charge that much.
And why not?
Oh, this is interesting. Because the economy isn't good and because people need to cut back. So I'm defeating my whole purpose. Because I want to inspire people. That, because I did this before the last recession that we were in, whenever it was, 15 or 20 years ago. And I made a very successful business around helping people have the consciousness that everything was fine. And through the project that I did, everything was fine in their businesses.
Hmm. Well, I guess I think everybody can find $100, and I think that the thing that's most important is people really asking God now, where am I to be? What is the step for me? And you know what I want to know with you is doing a business or whatever it is that you want to do now, how are you going to keep your, what did you call it, your spiritual groundedness? Or what, how did you say that?
My spiritual connection.
Your spiritual connection. See, because that's number one, numero uno. That, if you don't do that, you sort of fall apart.
Yep, and that's what that's the missing piece that has just slowly dissolved from my life. And so I do feel completely alone, and it's just like I don't really know exactly how to do this all by myself, and I totally forget the spiritual part of it.
I think it would be real good, not only for you, Bev, but for everyone at this time, and I am doing it myself, is I am restudying all the great prosperity teachers. I am restudying the Edwin Gaines books. I am restudying all the Catherine Ponder books. And I just did the 40-day prosperity plan, the John Randolph Price.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And I think it's really necessary that we all submerge ourselves in those things, saturate our consciousness with those things. I was reading a Catherine Ponder book. I forget which one it was, but you know what I'm talking about. You've read these, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I was reading an old Catherine Ponder book, and it was talking about in 1932, when people were talking hard times, there was this man that every time somebody asked him how he was doing, he'd say, "There is gold dust in the air. Their business is good, and I'm happy. And things are going great." And for that man, it did turn out that way. he just kept being more and more prosperous, regardless of what most of the country or the economy was doing. So I think that that is the way for us to uplift all.
That's a really great idea. I've used the 40-day prosperity plan many times, and it is a miraculous process to do. It has worked every single time. And then what I do is I forget. I reach the goals. I'm prosperous. Everything is great. And then I go on my merry way, and I forget about God and forget about the prosperity plan because now I'm prosperous again. And I absolutely agree with what you're saying is going back to the basics again. I know that that process works.
Well, another thing is, and you already mentioned this, is keeping focus you want. You're real good at that inception of the business of keeping really focused on what you want.
Right.
And also, something happened here where I just got a little thrown off, so feel free to jump in here any place.
Okay, well, listening to what you're saying is just totally re-inspiring me. And what I realized I've been doing is looking at all the negative what-ifs, and I feel like I'm in this quicksand that I can't get out of, and that I just have to figure out how to stay in the quicksand without drowning. What you just said right now is like, that's it. I need to have my vision of what it is that I want, because I know exactly what I want, but I haven't even let myself think about it. So to really get clear about how I want and be excited about that, and be excited about having something that's going to generate money that is truly, truly contributing to other people, to the businesses that I'm going to approach, and to helping other people find that spirituality that they may have forgotten about.
Uh-huh.
Or neglected, or whatever the word is.
Uh-huh. You know what I think is really important, like businesses? I think it's really important to, for instance, my son has a solar business, and he has about 40 employees. And, you know, there's times when they all work together well, and then there's times where they, you know, sort of tear down things that each other do, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I think that comes from not seeing the ability that they have to change the whole world with solar. And, you know, it's going on every day. It's global cooling, global healing, global greening. You know, they're actively involved in that. And I think one of the things people need is to really, really, really have that encouragement and support that they are doing something that makes a difference. That is the thing I think people need more than anything else to allow themselves to receive, maybe. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that... It has a lot to do with self-respect also.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you, my darling? What's the next step?
Well, I'm really inspired. And the next step is I'm going to get very, very, very clear what my vision is. And I've been saying that I'm going to go out to the pad of land that I have, that I want to put the house on, and that I'm going to draw out my house on that piece of land, even though I have no remote idea how that house is ever going to wind up being there. That house is just so, the dream of that house and the picture of that house is so fulfilling to my heart,
mm-hmm.
and the things that I want to do, the workshops I want to do, the people I want to help, the healing that I want to help people have emotionally and physically, all the things that I've learned in the last 20 years, I just haven't even allowed myself to go there anymore. And it's like I just got stuck, and I need to stay where I am, and this is the right thing to do, and it's the responsible thing to do, and I'm not happy.
Okay. All of those things you just said, would you be willing for me to call the violet flame for those things?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let me say what the violet flame is, and because that it's just like mud. All of those things that you're laying on yourself, and you know what I see a little bit is, remember Gulliver, and he was a giant. But all of these little people tied all of those ropes around him because they were scared of him.
Yep.
And there were so many of them, he had a hard time breaking them.
Yep.
And that's sort of how I see you restricting your God self. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You are this giant, but you've forgotten that you're this giant.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And so... what the violet flame is an energy of sacred fire, not a physical fire, a sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave of releasing and healing and forgiving and transmuting the base metals or the human beliefs into gold, which is, in other words, it doesn't hurt, and it only removes that which does not serve, that which is not the truth, that which is less than God's perfection.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So as I do this, I want you to see the violet flame coming up from the center of the earth, going out the top of your head, about 9 feet in every direction, like a cylinder around you, and just wave after wave of the violet flame, blazing, healing, sweeping, loving through your four lower bodies, and releasing all of that energy that has kept you feeling that you truly are limited. And just give it back to the great central sun magnet to be transmuted into something that serves and come back to you, new and pure and clean and unqualified with anything, so you can choose to make something good and beautiful and freeing and prosperous and wealthy and uplifting to you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
So you put all this on the altar, right?
Yep.
And I ask everyone else to do the same. Everything that's been limiting you, everything that's been less than prosperous, everything that's been less than fun, everything that's been less than a feeling of victory and oneness and joy and pleasure in life, everything. Okay. To the power and authority which I am, by the Lord God of my being, I am that I am. As the cosmic authority of eternal freedom to the earth, I now call forth the full gathered momentum, cosmic power, pressure, and intensity of the inner essence of the violet transmuting flame. The fire of forgiveness, the law of forgiveness, the spiral blue flame of Saint Germain. The violet flame power of the violet planet, the violet flame power of the seven mighty Elohim. Intensified by every ascended master, every cosmic being, the angelic host, the regions of light who now add your calls to ours. And now this combined activity of the violet transmuting flame, the divine alchemist, now heals, blazes, sweeps, loves in, around, and through every electron of precious life energy in your four lower bodies, Beth, in your world of action, in your DNA, in your thought and feeling, in your past, present, future, dreams, records, memory, and history, consuming, dissolving, and transmuting all cause, core, effect, record, memory, and momentum of these, and everything, every thought, every feeling, every habit, every desire that has limited you in any way. And we call this forth as a cosmic service to perform the same service for everyone who has had these kinds of thoughts and feelings, for everyone who is willing to be freed now. We call this mighty divine alchemist Saint Germain to finish this now, get it done, to free all of us from everything less than the purity and perfection of the Ascended Master's divine plan fulfilled for each life stream and life form in, upon, and above the earth. And we call now for the earth to be made a permanent, ever-expanding vortex of the violet transmuting flame, invincibly expanding, eternally sustained by the power of the great, great silence. I am cosmic laws demand to every power, authority, and activity of the sacred fire. Finish this now and get it done. And so it is. We call the blue flame and sword of Archangel Michael to cut you free from these things forever, Bev. And we call this forth as a cosmic service to cut all life free from these and everything that causes unhappiness. And so it is.
And so it is.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Aw, men, aw, women, and yee-haw!
Oh, thank you, Iris. I haven't done that with you for so long.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It feels wonderful.
Well, you know, you can call me any time for the for a shot of the violet flame, Miss Beth.
Thank you. I can't wait to start my new business and to design my new house and to just be able to follow my heart and help people and contribute to the world.
Bev, I just want to say nothing can stop that house. You don't worry about... See, I think one of the things that we've really, really, really sort of tied God's hands with is saying, but how? Trying to figure out how. We don't know how.
I don't.
You don't know how your food digests, do you?
Nope.
You don't know how you breathe when you're asleep, do you?
Nope.
You don't know how you can tell red from green, do you?
No.
But you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. It's divine intelligence that gets it done. And you're taking the step by saying, this is the house I really want here. And I just want to caution you, when you're thinking of building this house,
mm-hmm.
and when you're, you know, going down to buy this truck,
mm-hmm.
be sure that you don't put upon yourself, in order to buy this truck, in order to build this house, I have to keep doing the thing that I've been doing that I don't want to.
Right.
See, God doesn't ask you to do that.
I believe that. The main thing is getting reconnected like I am right now.
Okay. Tell me what you want to do to be sure you're going to stay connected to your spirituality.
Well, I was thinking about that today. It's funny you would mention it. And I have 10 beautiful acres of land. And it's in the desert, and it's hot, and there's some of much of it that isn't beautiful to me because I'm from California. But the miracle of miracles is that 2 of these 10 acres are giant mature trees that are in a wash, and so they get lots and lots of water, and they're tall and they're green and they're beautiful. And even though it's hot, it's not that hot in the morning. And what I'm going to do is go, and I had this thought today, it's just so funny you would say that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little blanket And the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I'm going to go sit under those trees, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to meditate. And do I have time to tell you a quick story?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please do. And don't worry about being quick. We have plenty of time.
Okay. So when I first bought this property about 6 months ago, I just have these wonderful connections with nature,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have that with the desert because it's different than what I'm familiar with, and I'm trying to get that connection with the land and the spirituality and the all of nature, the land, the insects, everything, the wasps, all of it.
Yes.
So I went out in the trees, and I found this spot, and I sat down, and I just started connecting and just feeling the energy and the peace, and the trees are familiar, so the trees, I felt my connection happening. And I sat there for less than 5 minutes, and this enormous, beautiful red-tailed hawk came and landed on this branch that looked like it wouldn't hold a butterfly, and she landed right there. I could almost touch her. She was so close. And I had been praying for a sign of let me know if this was really a good decision. And is this really the land I'm supposed to have, and I will be able to do the work I want to do out here, and just please give me a sign. And that fast, that red-tailed hawk came and landed right so close to me. And she just sat there for a few seconds, and she turned her head around, and she looked down at me, and then she just opened up her wings, and she went, whew, and she flew away. Oh, I still get chills. And that was my sign.
That was before you bought the property?
No, it was right after I bought the property. And it was my first time sitting in those trees. And this all happened within 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it was so significant and so powerful. And then I went back, because I wasn't living out here then. I went back a couple weeks later when my sister came to visit me to show her the trees. And we went back there, and this is the middle of the desert, although it was in January, and the entire 2 acres was covered with the most beautiful, luscious green clover I've ever seen. It was this blanket of just incredibly lush, green, thick clover everywhere, right after I had seen the red-tailed hawk.
Do you know about that, that documentary called Permaculture?
No.
I think on you get it on the website Farming with Nature or Permaculture. Try Permaculture.
Okay.
And it's about this man and woman who have a farm in I think it's in Austria, and it's real high in the mountains, and they're growing things that are apparently only good in you can only grow in the Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
and they have you just have to see it, Bev.
Okay.
Because I think that you're being shown some nature miracles where we can actually repair the earth But, see, we didn't used to have deserts. We didn't used to have any place that things wouldn't grow. And it's because of the consciousness of lack that started that. You know, there's not enough water, there's not enough this, there's not enough that. And I think that you're telling me you're going to go to that place with your blanket in the morning, first thing, and meditate.
Yes.
And are you going to do that no matter what?
Yes.
Are you going to do that when your sister's there?
When what?
When your sister's there.
Yes.
Are you going to do that when you have care of your grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay. So you are doing that every day no matter what?
Yes, I am.
I think you should make some beautiful big sign. That says, I stay connected with my spirituality at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might make it a little rhyme in your mind, you know, like, I'm connected with my spirituality every moment, every day, in everything, in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on your front door so you don't go out of the house.
That's great.
Without being connected with your spirituality. Because whenever you're choosing to do something you don't want to do, that's not staying connected with your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you really need to let God give to you, Bev. Do what you see to do that you're divinely guided to do, and then let God provide. You know, it doesn't have to be. I think that you have gotten mixed up with being responsible with serving, you know, sort of the human mind. But
uh-huh.
I have to see my way clear by figuring out how I will do it.
Yes.
And then going back to the human solution, which is, I mean, you know, if you have the best job in the world and you don't love it, remember Lisa used to say, the best of the world's pictures is still a front row seat in hell.
Uh-huh.
And so you can have what everybody else considers success. And if it doesn't nurture and support and make you smile and make your heart sing, it's not for you.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. Yes, yes, yes. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start the Abundance Book in the morning.
You know what I love from the Abundance Book? And for anyone that wants to study it, it's by John Randolph Price. It's published by Hay House. It's just one of the very best. It's a little tiny book, $5.95. It's just so great. And there's one of the lessons that says, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires.
Uh-huh.
And as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any unfulfilled needs or desires. And, you know, if we could just remember that very one. Are you there?
Yes, there's a plane going overhead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I'm so far out in the desert, our phone lines aren't very good, so I have to listen extra carefully, and
uh-huh.
there's a jet going over, so I missed that last part you said.
Well, I was just quoting the John Randolph Price thing where it says, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Isn't that great?
It's just so true. Every single time I do that process, the miracles happen all day long. I recommend everybody that wants to have miracles do that process.
Oh, that is so great.
Yep, I've done it repeatedly, and it works every single time just so beautifully, and I'm so peaceful and excited and happy and joyful and content and reassured. I just think so many of us really feel like we're alone, but we're not. We are because we think we are, but we're really not.
I know. I really know that, Bev. I really know that. You know, what's fun to me is sometimes I'll get an email or something from someone that listens to the radio show, and they'll say, I thought I was the only one that was doing this, and
uh-huh.
then I heard you.
Uh-huh.
And you're not the only one. We have our agents everywhere. So you're going to stay connected in your spirituality.
Yes, I am.
And tell me what else you're going to do.
That's it for right now. I'm staying connected to my spirituality. I am. Oh, no, that's not it. I take it back. I'm staying connected to my spirituality. I am going out and praying or meditating in the trees every morning, no matter what. And then I'm really going to start writing out, drawing out, doing dream boards, whatever I feel like doing of what it is I really, really want. And then relax and enjoy my life and let the universe co-create it with me.
That's so wonderful. And are you going to buy that truck tomorrow?
Am I going to what?
Buy that truck.
Oh, buy the truck tomorrow. I might. I might.
What is going to be your mindset about buying that truck?
Well, my mindset is that I am going to meet with the dealership. I already have the appointment. And I'm going to see how I feel about what the offer is that they're going to make me.
Uh-huh.
And I could let myself believe that I'm not good with money and finances, but I really am.
You're really good with finances.
I am. And so I'm going to look at the whole thing. I'm not going to buy the truck tomorrow. I'm going to look at the whole situation,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to take all the information home, and I'm going to go and pray about it in the trees the next morning. That's what I'm going to do.
You're probably going to pray about it in the trees before you go down there tomorrow morning.
Yes. That's what I'm going to do. And then if it seems like a good move, then I'm going to be a confident, knowledgeable woman who is able to handle her finances and make good decisions, and I will decide and follow my heart.
Woo-hoo!
If it's a good deal or it's not. If it is, I'll do it. If it isn't, I won't.
That is so wonderful.
It is. Well, and now I have this shining, adorable 4-year-old granddaughter who just ran in the door and is jumping all over my bed. That is really wanting some attention from her grandma.
Do you need to go?
I think so. She's pointing at herself going, me, you're talking about me.
Yep, we are. So,
hi,
Beth,
Iris.
Will you
hi,
call?
Iris. Hi. Hi, beautiful.
Say thanks for helping my grandma.
Thanks for helping my grandma.
My extreme pleasure.
Okay, Iris, thank you so much. And I really, really hope that this call helps a lot of other people, too.
And, Bev, everything you do helps a lot of other people because you do reconnect with your spirituality no matter how long you've been forgetting.
Thank you.
That's one of the things you're here to remind.
Thank you. And I just thank you for everything you do, Iris, and I love you so much.
I love you so much, Bev. And be sure to make that sign for your front door, would you?
I'm going to.
And maybe paste a little one with real pretty, you know, make it real pretty on a 3.5 by 5 card and tape it up on your car so you see it first thing you're starting up your truck.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
And call back and tell us how you're doing. Report back.
Okay, I will.
I'm expecting miracles.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, my darling.
You're welcome. Thank you for your show. Thank you for everything. And I will keep you posted. I'll call back and let you know.
All right.
Thank you, Iris.
Thank you, Bev.
Bye.
If you were listening to that, notice where you are about those things and decide to have what you want, what your heart wants, what makes your heart sing. And I want to recommend another book, Zero Limits. And it's about disconnecting ourselves from race consciousness, or what is commonly believed. And this is never the truth, what race consciousness is. And so it's a way of disconnecting ourselves from anything that we see. Let me give an example. In Zero Limits, this psychiatrist was put in charge of a psychiatric hospital for the mental, for the criminally insane. And he was, had worked with, a Huna healer who had done something in addition to that called Ho'oponopono. And what he did without ever seeing any of the patients was these four steps. He would look at their chart. He would say, I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. Not necessarily in that order. Just, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And he did that over and over, and every one of those patients got well. See, I think we can do that with every condition in our life that we meet that is not something we want. Just to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. So try it. And then also, you might just go around all day saying, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me, and really feel that. And I love you, and I thank you for listening, and I hope you'll be here next Monday at 2 o'clock. Until then, happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Our men, our women, our children, and yee-haw!